Welcome back into another edition of WagerWise here on the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, brought to you by our friends at Elite Sportsbook. You can find them at elitesportsbook.com or near you. The nearest location here in Eastern Iowa for our listeners is Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. You can set up an Elite Sportsbook account by going to elitesportsbook.com and clicking the Join Now button in the upper right-hand corner. Pleased, as always, to have with Alex and me today, Jay Foster from ESPN 1170 in the Quad Cities. Also does some independent contract work for Elite. And, Jay, things are getting a little interesting in the NFL. We got lines moving all over the place, lots of COVID issues popping up, making it pretty hard to bet on these games before kickoff.
No, it's not fun at all. It's, you know, you need to be looking at the COVID wire almost hourly to see who's next on the COVID protocol list and who's if it's going to change the lines. We saw a lot of that with the Cleveland game coming up this week against the Raiders, how much that's changed, and Stefanski's out there as well. There's some games that we're talking about that might be affected by it or getting guys back. But, yeah, it really is a weird time that the NFL is not going to want to move these games with people in attendance. It's not going to be as easy as it was last year, so you really have to pay attention to who's going to be playing and who isn't, because it's going to affect your lines.
All right, Jay, let's start with a Thursday night contest with huge, huge AFC West implications. The Kansas City Chiefs traveled to Los Angeles. They'll take on the Chargers at SoFi Stadium. The Chiefs, about a field goal favorite in this contest. The Chargers, with a win, will tie the Chiefs atop the AFC West.
Yeah, the first of, I guess you could kind of argue, three great, actually maybe four primetime games. Now the last one on Monday night, maybe not be such a big deal, but a good rivalry in the NFC North. But yeah, the first one we got is Thursday night, Kansas City at the Chargers. This one's looking at right now, Kansas City -3. At some places you can see Kansas City -3.5. So the Chargers are the home dogs. Kansas City is 9-4 straight up on the year, 6-7 against the spread. And the Chargers are 8-5 straight up on the year, 7-6 against the spread. Like you mentioned, this is a big deal for the AFC West. The Chiefs have won 6 straight after starting off 3-4, and they have covered their last 4. And you have to keep in mind, they did put up a lot of points their last game out against the Raiders, but they did that previously against the Raiders. It was the Raiders. The defense is the thing that's looking good for the Chiefs. They've only given up 2 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks, and both of them were scores coming in late after the games have been decided. Really, the thing you need to keep paying attention to is the COVID and the Chargers' high-powered offense. Looks like it's hitting its stride. This team has scored over 27 points and scored at least 27 points every game going all the way back to week 3. So they're always 27 or higher. So they're really putting it together, and they put up 78 points over its last 2 games. These two teams did meet in week 3. Chargers won in Kansas City 30-24. And like you said, the winner of this probably will have the lead in the AFC West. So Keenan Allen is supposed to come back off of COVID-19 list. He missed last week's games. The over-under sitting here at 49. I actually like the home dogs in this situation here. Even though the majority of the money coming in, that is the number of tickets, sorry, is over 80% is on the Chiefs. And we are seeing the money, the handle, so the pros are in on Kansas City as well. But we're not seeing that line move too much. Like I said, some places are flirting with 3.5. If you can get a 3.5, jump all over at the Chargers there. I'm still looking at the Chargers here in this situation.
Yeah, I think a lot of people missed out on Kansas City last week as they took care of business against Las Vegas. Couple games on Saturday. We're officially in that portion of the NFL schedule here. We'll ignore the Raiders and the Browns, though. But that other game, Saturday night, New England at Indianapolis. The Colts are a 2.5-point favorite, $1.40 favorite on the money line. Pretty interesting game. I wouldn't have necessarily said this about 2 months ago.
Yeah, it's always an interesting game because when you're dealing with Belichick, you got to remember that he doesn't forget. And although Tom Brady may not be there, there's still the Deflategate situation there with the Colts. And so Belichick doesn't forget. But then again, the Colts probably won't either because, you know, McDaniels was their coach for about 24 hours at one point until he went back to New England. It is going to be a good one. New England's 9-4 on the year and 9-4 against the spread. The Colts are 7-6 straight up and 8-5 against the spread. Both teams coming off extra rest because they both were on byes. Patriots have a little bit, longer of a rest, but nothing too big. They're looking to basically the Patriots are looking to prove that they are the number one seed in the AFC right now, because a lot of places are just kind of calling them a false number one seed. So they're going to be trying to prove that they deserve to be there. They've won six in a row, and the Colts have gone 7-3 since an 0-3 start. So keep in mind also, the Patriots are one of two teams that have not lost on the road in the NFL this season. So I'm going to go the Colts as the favorite here. I think it's time to – this is they're going to make Mac Jones beat them. And we saw that that they only threw it three times the other week. They're going to try to come up with something, and if the defense can shut down that running game, it's going to have to be Mac Jones on the road in a critical game. I like the Colts in this game.
All right, Jay, we have another home dog to talk about. The Green Bay Packers travel to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. John Harbaugh has said that Lamar Jackson will be day-to-day with that sprained ankle. He did not play last week. The Ravens have lost two in a row, and the Packers are rolling. What do you make of this matchup?
I love the Packers on the road in this matchup. They're 10-3 straight up and 11-2 against the spread this season. They have the best record against the spread in the league, and they can clinch the NFC North with a victory. The Ravens, 8-5 on the year, 6-7 against the spread. And I know they only have one game up in the AFC North after their rally fell short last week in Cleveland. I think this is a game that the Ravens can lose and still contend in that AFC North. It's looking like a division that could be 8-9 and still win it, 9-8. So, like you mentioned, Lamar Jackson, he's got his injuries, and we don't know much about outside of day-to-day if it's going to be a starting game for him. But their secondary is a little beat up as well. So their defense is giving up like 5.9 yards per play. That's 30th in the league. So Aaron Rodgers is going to look to exploit that. I like the Packers in this game. I like them, the road favorite.
All right. It's never too early to look ahead to Monday Night Football. Do not homer this up for me, Jay, but the Bears hosting the Minnesota Vikings, getting 3.5 points. Your thoughts?
I couldn't hate this game anymore. I think this is a battle of two coaches who will not be coaching their team in 2022. Bears are, 4-9 on the year and 4-9 against the spread. The Vikings here are 6-7 straight up, and they're 7-6 against spread. But they're sitting right now in the eighth place, and Zimmer's got to motivate them to say, like, hey, we are in the playoff hunt. Unfortunately, I don't think Mike Zimmer could motivate me to pick up a $100 bill off the street. So I'm interested to see how this is going to go. The Vikings will have the extra rest. Obviously, they had their 36-28 win over the Steelers. But the Bears, they're near the bottom of the league on offense, averaging near 5 yards per play and only 17.8 points per game. The Vikings have led in every single game they've been in this year. You guys have all heard it and everything. The only thing that raises a red flag is that the Vikings typically struggle in Chicago. They're 5-16 straight up since 2000 in Chicago, but they do get Dalvin Cook back. He just missed one game with a torn labrum, but Adam Thielen he's got a high ankle sprain and he's questionable. He won't be out. He'll probably be out. I'm actually taking the Vikings here, but keep in mind, listeners, I have been on the wrong side of the Vikings all year long. I'm just as confused as any Vikings fan that's out there. But to me, this is just a matter of whoever loses this gets their pink slip faster in the offseason.
Now, Jay, I was poking around EliteSportsbook.com earlier today, and I came across the Pro Football Futures. And I thought something interesting. They have the ability to wager on the highest and lowest scoring teams in Week 15. You got any thoughts on who's going to be putting the most points on the board this weekend?
I do. And although Kansas City has been playing tough, I think they've given up like 9 points in like 10 or 14 in the last three, four games. I do like the Chargers in this. Like I said, 27 points. That they have not scored less than 27 points since week three. So they already put up 30 points on Kansas City once. They're going to be doing this in L.A. I'd like to see them around that amount of points. So Chargers are the ones that jumped out to me as scoring the most points this week. And I think Herbert's got this offense going. And that's the team right away that I was like, yep, this is the way to go.
Yeah, Chargers 12-1 right now at EliteSportsBook.com. We appreciate it as always, Jay, and we will be touching base with you next Wednesday.
Awesome. You have a great weekend, guys. Stay safe.
That's Jay Foster from ESPN 1170 in the Quad Cities. Also writes a newsletter for Elite Sportsbook, and you can get that newsletter by signing up for an Elite Sportsbook account. Again, the website EliteSportsBook.com, and click the Join Now button in the upper right-hand corner. You can also get the bowl game lineup as well. Never too early to get money down on the Hawkeyes and Cyclones if you're looking to bet bowl season. Last time that I looked, Alex, Iowa State and Clemson in the Cheez-It Bowl, still a fairly close spread in that one, a 1.5-point favorite is Iowa State over Clemson. Who would have predicted that at the beginning of the season? And Iowa will go into the Citrus Bowl on January 1st as a 2.5-point underdog to Kentucky.
Yeah, very interesting matchups. I'm excited to hear. I know that wager-wise is today. We're going to hear from Lee Sterling as well tomorrow on these matchups, but glad that that Elite Sportsbook is offering them right now. And the odds makers were quick to get the opening lines out on the bowl matchups and bowl season. Well, it starts on Friday.
Just a reminder, today is the final day for the basketball bet club at EliteSportsbook.com, but you can get a $5 free bet today by placing a wager of $25 or more on either college or professional basketball. And don't forget, if you are a new user at EliteSportsbook.com, you are eligible for the new sign-up bonus. It's 100% risk-free first bet up to $500. If your first bet loses, you'll be rewarded a $500 free bet. Make sure you read the terms and conditions. That is now through December 31st at EliteSportsbook.com. We will have this available for you if you missed a portion of the segment on our website in podcast form at KGYMRadio.com.